Well, now let's bring in Harris County Judge Ed Emmett, who is the director of the Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management for Harris County, which includes Houston. Judge Emmett, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
And what are your concerns today when it comes to Harvey in Harris County?
Well, the main concern now is to start getting people back to normal lives as soon as possible. But we still have some folks who are being evacuated in parts of the county, and then we've set up a shelter operation for those that aren't going to be able to get back into their homes. But with school starting, we've got to focus on how do we get kids in the right school and how do we set up that transport system and how do we identify the various means for rebuilding this entire county.
Are you still getting 911 calls like you have been?
They've gone down quite a bit, but now we have a new part of the county because of the Barker Reservoir that's got water going out of it, that there are some evacuations going on there. But I believe those will all begin to wrap up today. And now it's a question of there were a lot of people who stayed in their house. They didn't call 911. It wasn't a life-threatening situation. But now they need to be moved somewhere because they do have a home that was inundated and they need to find a safer place to be.
What's the extent of the damage at this point, or do you know?
Massive. Hmm. We had as much as 60 to 70% of the county underwater in some form or fashion. We have neighborhoods that have never flooded. I've lived here since 1966. And they did flood this time. We keep using the word unprecedented, but that's the only word we can come up with.
How many people still cannot get back to their homes? And what are you advising people who had to evacuate and can't go back to their homes to do?
Well, of course, that's why we have shelters set up. The vast majority of people found friends or neighbors or relatives to stay with. But until the waters are completely gone, they can't go back in. But you can imagine the average person, first thing they want to do is go in and start rebuilding their lives. And so we're not going to discourage that unless it's an absolute safety hazard.
Are you getting the help you need from the federal government and from the state government?
We are, because it didn't get here when it was most desperately needed at the beginning, but that wasn't anybody's fault. They couldn't get here, just physically. But FEMA is on the ground. They're in my emergency operations center now. We have set up, I think, probably the world-class shelter of all shelters down at NRG Center, and we're going to have FEMA embedded in there so that people can begin to fill out all the paperwork that they need to get forward and housing vouchers and all of that. We are going to have to come up with a creative way of providing housing for people that are going to be out of their houses for a long time. And that process, we have to decide how massive it is, how large scale it is, and we're beginning to work on a variety of options.
Is it likely to be trailers, do you think?
Well, it could be trailers, but it could also be the energy industry. Whenever the Eagle Ford shale came up and they needed all these oil field workers, they put up what were called man camps all over West Texas with modular housing that you just bring in, set it on a pad. It's got a kitchen, all the proper sewer services and that sort of thing. And we may end up having to use those, but those aren't authorized or approved yet. We've got to start having that conversation. And then we may also have, motels, hotels, things like that, clearly for temporary housing.
After Katrina, as you know, a lot of people moved from New Orleans to Houston. They may have been moved there as part of an evacuation, but they stayed. Do you expect a lot of Harris County residents to just leave the area?
No, I really don't. I expect them to want to get back into their neighborhoods as soon as possible. The reason people are here, of course, is we're the economic vitality of Houston and Harris County. That's why this has been one of the fastest growing counties for years. We're the third largest county in the United States with over 4.5 million people in it. Those jobs are still here. Those people are going to want the jobs, and that's one of our main things is making sure whatever housing we come up with, even if it's the shelter. We've got to give people the opportunity to get back to their job as soon as possible, because a statistic that's a little bit staggering, we had 500,000 vehicles destroyed in Harris County alone. Well, a lot of people are now without cars. How are we going to get those people to and from work? We're going to have to be very creative, and we're probably going to have to break a few bureaucratic rules along the way.
That's Judge Ed Emmett, who is the director of the Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management for Harris County. Judge Emmett, thanks for joining us, and best of luck going forward.
Thank you very much.